just take us through the range of emotions you went through from the time Josh lost the stick and then ended the game in overtime on the 2-1-0?
We're having quite a debate on the bench whether Josh should try to go get his stick or not. And so they're screaming yes, and then no, 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 and then yes, 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 no, no, no. But it's a great way to end training camp. Lots of laughs coming off. It was great.
Overall, when you look at tonight's game, so many different players that I might ask you about, but I'll say first to you, who stood out for you in this one?
No, go ahead and ask. That way it's easier for me, right? I'm going to miss somebody's name, and they're going to cry all the way home. So just go ahead and ask.
Gustafson in the middle of Ehlers and Wheeler. And then other spots, too, when Brian went down.
That was a horseshit hit, by the way. I didn't like that at all. Gustafson, sorry. So what we're just really excited about this young player. So what we're looking at tonight is we think we've seen enough to know that he understands the game. He's got his reads he picks up his reads, and he's got a real good defensive stick, and he battles hard. So that's most of the components of a real good defensive player, but we think there's something more. So for a guy like that, you know, and you look at, you can put him with maybe two skilled guys down the road, maybe this year down the road, who knows, but that he can do both. He play well enough defensively to let those guys roam a little bit, but he also has to be able to help those guys to make plays. So I really, really liked this game.
Neil Pionk?
You know what? Neil is going to be a player that the fans in Winnipeg really enjoy, because that's a name you don't know, but you're going to. It's so smart. He's just a slightly different style version of Josh Morrissey in terms of the way he plays the game. His stick's outstanding. He can get pucks through. He does everything with his head up. He competes defensively. Yeah, he's going to be a real good player for us.
Did get a lot of chance to work on special teams throughout the training camp, Paul, but got a lot of it this afternoon, wouldn't you say?
Liked it, too. I liked a lot of it. We gave up one at the end, but I liked her. You know, it's just a matter of clears and things of that nature, but power play had extended zone time with all of the pieces. You know, not a bunch of the pieces, but the structure is what we're trying to work on was good. Morrissey at the top makes it look different because just on being a left-hand shot alone, changing the angle, so our power play will look a little different. We got those two kids back this weekend, so we're excited a little bit.
Brian, concussion protocol, little?
I don't have the answer to that other than so he would go through the protocol. I don't know that it's been they don't know yet, right? So it they didn't say it yet, but I'll have an answer for you soon.
You don't like to hit it. Looks I only saw it from up top, so it looked like Kunin was trying to cut back through the slot and caught him. What did you see?
I think he knows where his head is when he's coming through. Yeah. Or stay on your feet. And then there's no problems there.
Billy Heinle, he's put enough on film for you, I'm sure. But that the goal cycles around the net there. I'm not asking you to gush.
I thought we've cleared that up. I might have to.
A little.
I might have to. No, all of the things that he's good at as an 18-year-old, you wonder how it translates. Yeah. That's what he's good at, right? He can move around and in traffic and put the flat pass on and find the seam. You know, the question would be at 18, how do you skate? If you're a little guy, you got to skate well, but there are lots of different ways to skate, and that's an example of how he does, right? Because he reads the ice so well, he's so smooth and fluid and finds that open ice. We're pretty excited about him.
If it's up to you, does he make the team, or are you still holding those cards to your chest?
Again, you know what, the question is that balance between what's right for the Winnipeg Jets and does he deserve, based on his training camp performance, you can make the argument he's deserved to play NHL games. What we have to look at is how do we maximize this young man? What's the best we can make him as fast? So I would say that he's probably going to play games for the Winnipeg Jets this year. How many, I don't know. Highly precautionary, right? He just, his back tightened up in practice yesterday. We kicked him off and said, you're not playing. So that was it.
And just going back to Gustafson, same thing for him. I mean, he's had a good camp too. Do you see him?
I guess, I mean, we have more depth up front than we do on the blue line. So that might be a factor. But again, he's a 19-year-old man that we're kind of walking away from training camp, and we kind of throw maybe Luoto in that, the young players that we're going, hey, this guy's going to play. He's going to be a good player for us. In different styles, we now have some young players that are pure own talent, right? High-end skill. And then what I'm hoping with both of the two forwards, that what we have there is the grit skill. And that is kind of I don't think I just made up a bad term, but hard work and grit is also can be considered a talent. Not everybody can work hard every shift, all game. And it's not a character flaw if they can't. So we would say that both Luoto and Gustafsson have the talent of the ability to work really hard. So they're going to be different kinds of players, but very necessary.
How do you manage the next 3 days?
We'll let them rest and we'll rehab all our issues tomorrow, but we'll make some assignments tomorrow morning. And then we've got two full-on practices before we get on a plane.
Just one on Connor signing yesterday. Captain Lee, I don't think you've talked to
him. You know what? No, I haven't. I'm just glad it's done, right? Those guys are done. We'll get there. They've been training. KC was at the University of Michigan. Patty over in Europe practicing. We'll get him into two full practices. I wouldn't call them necessarily veteran players, but they've been through our program enough that there's not a big learning curve. Just get your legs good, get your hands feeling good, and away we go.